Canadians across the country will be taking a moment tomorrow to honor and remember the men and women who fought, and many who died, for their country. At the Royal Canadian Legion, Dr. W.C. Bill, Little MM Branch 147 in Barrie, members have been busy putting together two new displays to honor Oromandant Township native PTE. Kevin McKay, who was killed in action in Afghanistan on May 13, 2010. Fern Tyfer, first vice president of Barrie's Legion branch and its veteran service officer, told Barrie today the two displays will serve as a tribute, and a bit of a shrine, to a young man who gave his life for the country he loved. We are dressing up a mannequin with Kevin's uniform and webbing, which will be lit up next to the other three mannequins and placed on the far wall next to the back exit, Tyfer said. The second display contains a large photo of McKay above the showcase and contains his sacrifice medal and Afghanistan medal, as well as his boots, gloves and wallet, as well as the large Canadian flag that draped his coffin. His parents want his medals, and the rest of the items, to be displayed at the Barrie Legion because, his father said, this is his home. He belongs here, Tyfer said. McKay, who grew up in Oromandant's Horseshoe Valley and attended W.R. Best Public School and Barrie's Eastview Secondary School, was 24 years old when he was killed by an improvised explosive device while on his last night patrol. He died just 2 days before the end of his tour of duty. Tyfer says McKay's parents are traveling to Barrie to attend the branch's Remembrance Day ceremony. Mrs. McKay is our Silver Cross mother, and her husband will be placing a wreath on their son's behalf and will be escorted by the parade marshal, which is me, he said. Kevin made the ultimate sacrifice and believed in what he was doing, Tyfer said. The least we can do for one of our own is to remember him and display his items for others to remember him by.